And we are running Bueller's Day off. So this is an accomplishment. And what's funny about this is I've gone my whole life without knowing another Jeff that spells his name the way I do.
Really?
And now here I am with you guys on a sports talk show. Pretty cool.
Is there any other way to spell it?
No. According to us, there isn't. Now, what do you guys feel like when you see the name spelled with one F? Our name, G-E-O-F. I have seen that. I've also seen J-E-F. Yeah, what's up with that?
Not enough Fs.
There's not enough Fs. Does that bother you, Alan?
No.
It bothers me. It looks weird.
I think we're worth two Fs.
Darn right. Yes. But anyways, it's really cool to have Jeff Dean in studio with Jeff. Jeff, what is going on over at Ascena Golf Club these days?
Well, let's talk mom. We got Mother's Day right
Good
around
point.
The corner. Yep, we got an awesome Mother's Day brunch coming up on May 12th. Just an amazing food and display. Mm-hmm. You've got to come down. For more information, you got to check it out at AscenaGrill.com. Find out more information about it. It's going to be great stuff. We've got the Ascena Club card, $79 purchase through your show, mm-hmm. or through yours and Julie's show.
Yep.
And starting April 28th, it's going to be $45. And then after May, $25 a round of golf. You can't beat it.
You cannot beat that.
Yeah, I mean,
now for the Mother's Day, getting back to that, the menu, they can see that if they go to AscenaGrill.com?
Absolutely. Okay. They just go on there and ask our hostesses if you want to call in at 760-992-0002, ask questions. But if they go online, yes, definitely.
They can go on and check everything out. And an adult rate, and it looks like there is a child rate as well.
At $15.
You cannot beat that at all. And the buffet, let me take a look at this. This
go
looks
for it.
Really, really good. Seafood. You've got prime rib. So you got the whole chicken parmesan going on. Eggs Benedict. So, yeah, you need to go check out www.ascenagrill.com for the entire menu for Mother's Day brunch, May 12th. That's at Ascena Lounge and Grill. And you can make, can you make reservations online?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you can do that. So that is great. And then this, the Ascena Summer Card, that is the greatest deal to be able to spend. You buy the card and then you get the discounted rate to golf throughout the summer months.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, you get a free round of golf, complimentary balls and hats. I mean, it's pretty big deal. But the bottom line is, it's $25 through the summer.
Yeah. I mean,
and to
play at Ascena, which is a pristine golf course, to be able to get out in the summer months and be able to play that at that price point is tremendous. You guys do a lot of golf tournaments over there. What do you guys, have some going on this summer? What do you got?
Well, we got group golf, all the time. We mm-hmm. put together these great packages, golf, food, merchandise, depending upon the time and day. Great rates, similar to the Ascena Club, but a little bit higher because they're paying for a few more things. But we offer that, open the doors to, you know, your small group, mm-hmm. folks coming down from L.A. or Orange County or charity groups. We do it all.
Do you guys have different rates based on number of golfers, or how do you guys like to do that?
You know, it really just depends on the time of day and the day itself. Weekends, obviously, is very popular, so it just depends. Demand kind of drives it. But the summer card is what it is. It's its own special thing.
Yeah, that's a great rate.
Summertime, we know it's hot in the summer, mm-hmm. and a lot of people expect to play at a cheaper rate. But we offer a great experience at Ascena Golf Club. So, we give you a good deal and a good experience.
And he is Jeff Dean, Director of Instruction at Ascena Golf Club, joining us. We have this new segment now, and you're going to be joining us every Wednesday at 1:30. Next week, you're actually going to be on Tuesday. We are preempted by Angel
Yes.
Baseball. But who's on the Dean's list this week?
Well, let's talk about Lizette Salas on the LPGA last week. After her kind of her meltdown here in the desert, she came back and shot 62 to get into a playoff against Miss Peterson,
mm-hmm.
and she finished second.
That's not bad at
all.
That's very respectable.
She's definitely on the Dean's list this week. She played really well. She actually had a slightly longer putter, switched to a short putter, and shot 62. So last week, the long putter was on the list.
Long putter.
Short putter might be back on the list this week. But she did really well.
Uh-huh.
She came from humble beginnings. I'm always rooting for the underdog.
Absolutely.
And she's an All-American at USC. Now she's an upcoming star on the LPGA. So very cool with that. Angel Cabrera. Hey, he didn't win the Masters, but he flies down to Argentina, shoots 64 in his final round to get into a playoff with Rafael Gomez, and he wins the tournament.
You know, I was shocked, and in a good way, most golfers, a lot of the big golfers, do not play the week after a major tournament. So when I heard that he was going down there to play, I was like, wow. I mean, yeah. Here he is in a playoff at the Masters, and he probably had to catch a flight within 12 to 24 hours of that final, where after you see Tiger Woods, you don't see him for 3 weeks, or Phil Mickelson, but for him to go, you know, around the world and go and play another tournament and win it, he deserves to be on the Dean's list.
Oh, definitely. Well, he can be on anyone's good list.
I mean, that's really awesome.
Deal. You got to travel going all the way to Argentina. It is his hometown. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have ever missed it. But he showed up.
Does he do that every year?
Well.
Do you know, does he play in that tournament?
Oh, yeah.
He does. Just because it's his hometown and the time change and all that just
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Caffeine, really good Argentinian coffee. That's
true. I should get some of that because I'm dragging sometimes after I play one round of golf on a Saturday.
What else you
got?
Well, his nickname, Langley, I'm going to try to do his name correct. Tianlong Wan, the
that's very good.
Hey,
yeah.
Try, you know, I have to learn Mandarin. The Chinese phenom, he's going to be playing the Zurich Classic this week. I wish him well. You mm-hmm. know, he's not known for a very long hitter. He's going down to the Big Easy, and it may not be so easy.
No.
But we do know what is in his bag. Langley, he carries a driver, a 3-wood, a 4-wood, 2 hybrids, and on the other side of his bag, he carries 3 wedges. So he's certainly suited for the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes. It's a long course. It's very windy. And we'll just see how his game goes.
Now,
I wish him well.
And now, as an amateur, though, how many tournaments will he play in? Is there a number he's allowed to play in? 3, 4? Or is there a max? Or what can he do?
There is a number. You know, since he's an international player, I don't know what his intention of going to the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure that there are any limitations. He can get sponsors' exemptions. So we'll just see how that goes.
And that's what they get when they're in the majors, correct?
Correct. Majors or any.
They get that exemption and they can play.
Absolutely. For example, Zurich finds him to be an attraction. They call up his people. They say, we'd love to get him in.
And
it's a sponsor exemption.
Well, I'll tell you what. Having him at the Masters was impressive. And I even though he got that penalty, to see him make that cut, Jeff, I thought was tremendous. And the composure that he played with the entire weekend, he didn't act like a 14-year-old.
No.
He acted like he'd been there, done that.
Haven't we all thought of, like, what we were doing at 14? And
well, yeah, I was riding my bike and playing street hockey. I mean, you know, I was not playing the Masters.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was playing golf, but I wasn't playing that kind of golf.
Yeah, I was playing golf. I started golf. How old were you when you started golf?
About 12, 13.
That's exactly
seriously.
How it was. So, yeah, 2 years later, we're ready for the Masters.
Yeah. I dreamt of it. I dreamed of playing next to Jack Nicklaus one day, but not at 14.
Yeah, not at 14. Who else is on the list?
Well, you got to go with the classic old, I won't call him old, but OLE German, Bernhard Langer. He wins the Winnett Championship. You got to go with Bernhard. I mean, he's been such an amazing player.
He's won
42 times on the European tours, won the Masters twice. But, you know, since I'm kind of getting up there and a little older these days and feeling the aches and pains and playing golf, you got to give him a heads up or a congratulatory because he's done so well.
Mm-hmm.
He continues to do well. But what won him the tournament was not his long putter, was not his physical fitness, even though he's fit. It was his wedge game, his short game. He made some great up and downs, and he made a chip-in birdie on the 10th hole to kind of pretty much seal the deal, mm-hmm. get his momentum going back, and I was really impressed by that.
Well, and he was a factor for a little bit on the final day of the Masters.
Absolutely.
I mean, he had that hot start on the front nine, and I know it kind of fell apart there on the back for him, but he was in contention. He's playing some high-level golf right now.
Well, you know, he even said in an interview that he had missed the cut a few times, and his mindset was, well, let me just make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
But this year he went into the Masters saying, well, no, I'm playing good. I've won it twice. His mindset was, let's win it. And
right.
it showed. He just wasn't able to hang in there.
Right.
Yeah. So my hat's off to him. And so with that, hey, he's on my Dean's list.
That is cool. That's a great Dean's list this week. Anything else you got?
Well, yeah. And speaking of which, I'm hoping that some of your callers will want to get on the Dean's list.
I think they will. How can they do that?
Well, they can do that by emailing me at gdean@acenagolf.com. gdean@acenagolf.com and email me your most horrible golf experience.
Your most horrible golf experience. I like that.
And why you need a lesson with me.
Oh, very nice.
And if so, I'm going to give away a free lesson on next week's show.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, 1 hour lesson with me. But I want to know some bad stuff that's happened to you.
So, shot 110, ran out of balls, couldn't finish the round.
Shanked the ball over Tom Kite's foot. Or Arnold Palmer, whatever it is. An embarrassing moment
that's
on the golf course, you name it. Give me a reason why I should give you a lesson.
So just to repeat, to get on the Dean's List and to get a free lesson with Jeff Dean, the instructor of golf at Ascena Golf Club, email Jeff at gdean@ascena.com.
Ascena Golf.
I apologize. AscenaGolf.com. And then you will make the announcement next week.
I sure will.
So, and we will plug that. We will plug that over the next few days and get people to get that into you. So again, Jeff@AscenaGolf.com. And that would be the worst golf experience that you have had. And the winner will get a free lesson with Jeff Dean at Ascena Golf Club. And when you're over there, you should buy yourself the Ascena Club card and play golf for $25 a round this summer. Each time you go out is perfect. And sounds like a win-win situation to me, Jeff.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me
on.
Oh,
no problem. Sounds good.
And look forward to next week.
Looks good. We will see you on Tuesday.
Tuesday,
sounds good. We will be here. Bueller's Day Off, Team1010.com.